again. This is Kay with Cafe with another episode of Conversations with NUSD. And then cue the air horn. Today we are talking to Angela DeRay with the Delta Prevention Group. And Angela, today we are talking about family rules / expectations, laying out clear standards that guide behavior and ensure everyone is on the same page. So please tell us, how can we get everyone on the same page?
Well, I'm really excited to talk about family rules and expectations, although I can imagine that your kids are not excited that I'm talking about this topic, because one of the things we know from research is that kids, if we ask them what the family rules are, overwhelmingly, they cannot tell us. Isn't that something? They actually cannot articulate specifically what the family rules are. And so you might say, oh, as a family, well, I'm going to write them all down so that we can make sure that the kids know what they are. But this is a really good opportunity as we're talking about establishing those family rules. What are the expectations? It's a really good opportunity for you to take a step back and say, do we have clear rules, ones that are going to benefit our kids, that are going to provide structure, that are going to help foster their development? I don't know about you, but I do know that as our kids were growing, we sometimes had to say, wait, what are the family rules? And are they the right ones? And are we giving enough information without overwhelming them? We want our kids to learn how to become responsible adults, but we also want to do that in a way that bonds them to us as a family, because rules should never be about excluding kids from the family. It should be about bonding them, but also helping them to learn that there are going to be some internal rules that they're going to want to follow over time. So let's talk about why is it significant to have those clear family rules and expectations. Here's a couple of things. I love this line. I heard one of the other parenting coaches that I work with say this. She said research suggests that having well-defined rules in the family setting promotes, quote, security, instills values, and guides children in making ethical choices. Isn't that great? They get out of rules, security, values, and helps them to make ethical choices. So kids might look at you and say, I do not like the rules in our house. But really, the idea here is to get those values into our young people. So we know that if we all are sort of playing with the same set of rules, that it's going to create harmony in our homes. So we know that it's important to have them. We know that it's going to increase our overall family well-being, our dynamics as a family. You know, having things like that, security, teaching right from wrong is really important. But then how do you actually do it? All right, you ready? Pro tip number one, get this, friends. Involve kids in it. Isn't that something? If you involve your children in rulemaking, that doesn't mean that, you know, you don't say, oh, well, there's five of them and two of us. They're gonna decide that there's no bedtime. It's not that type of getting them involved. It's saying, okay, we need to have strategies as a family. What are some ideas and perspectives that you might have in this rulemaking? And again, this is a good time for you to sit down. If you have a partner at home, to sit down with your partner and say, ooh, can we just review what these rules are, and have a collaborative approach with your partner, but then also with the kids. And it helps them to adhere to the rules. Now, okay, how do I get effective family rules, right? Because we want them to have rules that reinforce those behaviors, the qualities, what we want in our kids. So you want to ask yourself some questions based on how old they are. So, you know, our littles, our elementary age, our younger kids, they have unique needs and capabilities. As they get older, our older kids are going to need a little bit more in terms of what practical things they can do. So you sit down as a family and you say, what are the top four areas that we need to come up with rules in? And so maybe you say, well, we need to, as a family, decide that keeping our house clean is important, or overall house care, home care, yard care is important. What should some of the rules around that be? And then you begin to discuss it. That helps you to set family routines. Well, we decided that having one deep clean as a family every Saturday at 11, and we'll come up with a responsibility list or a chore list. Then what happens is, because they were a part of that conversation, they get to say, this is when we're going to do it. This is what we're going to do. Maybe you decide as a family, one other big bucket that you need to come up with rules around are things like how we communicate with each other. And then you begin to discuss, what would a loving communication be? Well, a loving communication would be that we don't yell at one another, or that we always lead in any conversation believing that this person has my best interest at heart. And so this is how you're doing it. You're just having, there's no one list of rules. It's who you are as a family. So let's just talk that last piece out. So the takeaway really from today is, you want family rules and clear expectations that are going to provide structure, promote values, guide them towards responsible adulthood. You want to think about that and talk about that as a couple or with your partner, even with a good friend beforehand, so that you know what you're going into this discussion with. You want to get them involved so they're more likely to follow them. And you want to keep those set of rules, just not a lot, just 4 or 5 buckets, less than 10 rules. Don't make it a big, huge list. And then come back to this over and over and over again as a family to make sure that you've done a good job.
Thank you so much. Anything else you'd like to add?
I will say this, friends, that rules are sometimes going to be broken. So in this conversation, start to discuss what would happen if those rules are broken. What would the consequences be? Because the rules are only as good as the consequences. Don't lead with that. But when you get to that part, maybe week 2, you talk about it, or week 3, that way you're getting ahead of any potential problems.
That's such an integral part. The rules plus the consequences. Right. Thank you so much, Angela DeRay. Angela is a family coach with Delta Prevention. And if you would like to see what their organization is all about, plus, do you have any more tips online?
We have so many of these tips on our website.
Please visit their website, deltaprevention.org. This has been Conversations with NUSD. I'm Kay with Cafe. And we had been talking to Angela DeRay. Thank you so much. Bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
This podcast has been a presentation of the Natomas Unified School District. For all the latest Natomas Unified news, visit natomasunified.org/NUSD-newsroom-hub.